is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. Some sad news to report at the top of the hour. Brazilian soccer legend Pelé has died after a battle with cancer. He was 82 years old. We'll be reporting on that throughout the day today. And the Vatican has announced that Pope Emeritus Benedict is described as lucid, conscious, and stable, but that his health condition remains serious. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Kiev residents woke up to the thunderous sound. Pope Francis revealed that Benedict was very ill and had gone to see him at his home in the Vatican Gardens, where he has lived since retiring in 2013. Benedict was the first pope to do so in 600 years. Amidst the bustle of St. Peter's Square, Vatican visitor Anna Marca wished him well. I think by now he has lived about long enough, poor thing. And since he's sick, he's not well. If God wishes, he will take him away. Vatican expert Massimo Franco says it is hard to tell the exact condition of the retired pontiff.
When you are 95, of course you can die in each moment.
I'm Karen Chamas.
Benjamin Netanyahu was sworn in as Israel's prime minister again on Thursday in a comeback for the political veteran. The hard-right Israeli government aims to expand Jewish settlements in the occupied West Bank and pursue other policies criticized at home and abroad. And hundreds of Israeli left-wing and centrist activists, as well as other protesters, gathered in front of Israel's parliament to protest the inauguration. The number of people who died from a massive fire at a hotel in Cambodia is likely to rise, and we'll have more on that story as well. This is VOA News. Russia has unleashed the biggest wave of strikes in weeks on areas throughout Ukraine. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Kiev residents woke up to the thunderous sound of heavy Russian shelling. Ukraine's military said scores of Russian missiles were fired at Ukrainian energy facilities, but that Ukrainian forces managed to shoot down a large number of them. Russia dispatched explosive drones to selected regions overnight before broadening the barrage with cruise missiles in the morning. In Kyiv, residents such as Anastasia are defiant and frustrated at the relentless disruption to their daily lives. We're just tired of this and we don't have special concerns. Yes, we're trying to react and go to the shelter, but this interrupts our life. I'm Karen Chamas.
The blizzard in the U.S. state of New York claimed more than three dozen lives, with the city of Buffalo being one of the hardest hit areas. Roads in that city, though, have reopened as the search for storm victims continues. At a news conference, the local public works commissioner, Bill Geary, said Mother Nature is helping to clear away some of the piled up snow.
Hopefully with the warmer weathers, the slower melt, it's manageable. We're not really too concerned with any flooding, although some of our districts right now are doing some snow ditching, opening up drainage inlets so that this gradual melt will take place. And we're going to see some localized little ponding areas, but hopefully that's it.
And also in the U.S., somebody's beheaded a statue in California, but no one can figure out why yet. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Charles Swanston traveled to Sacramento from Ohio during the California gold rush in the mid-1800s, but he found his fortune not in gold, but in meat. He became a rancher, a butcher, and started a meatpacking business that made him rich. His son commissioned the granite statue in the 1920s, and it was put up in Sacramento's William Land Park, which was home to his ranch. But earlier this week, somebody cut off his head. Well, the statue's head, which city historian Marcia Eyman calls bizarre. She says she has no idea why somebody would do that, unless, she said, they're vegetarians and didn't like meat packers. Police are investigating. I'm Rita Foley.
Moves by the U.S. and Japan to mandate COVID-19 tests for those arriving from China reflect global concern that new variants could emerge from China's explosive outbreak. And Kosovo reopened its biggest border crossing with Serbia on Thursday, hours after protesting Serbs in its north promised to remove roadblocks. Reporting via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.